Thank you for holding. Is this Alyssa?
It is.
Hi, Alyssa. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day. It's a good problem, though. I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough. Yeah.
Right?
I understand that you were speaking with one of my representatives here, Tara.
Yeah.
Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Absolutely.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty familiar with it.
Okay. So you've seen those three people that show up there next to the map when you look up tree services?
I have.
Okay. So she kind of went over it, I imagine. Tara's one of my better representatives for sure.
Yeah. She
okay.
did awesome.
Okay. So Bergeron, All Seasons, and Pinnacle. Okay. And there's a new in business credit. So let me go ahead and put this in. She said you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's right now?
Yes. Yep.
How's that going? Do you like that service?
We just started it, but so far so good.
Okay. That's a good sign. If you could do well with that, then I know you'll do well with us. Because they get their leads from Google. They actually, they're on the first page. If you look up tree services in your area.
Yeah.
They're up there. They're actually kind of, the company getting the first right of refusal is Pro Tree Service Inc. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay. When you look up tree services though, there's a Home Advisor listing there and it has Pro Tree Service and then it has 10 others on there. And so you're on there as well. But basically they put themselves on Google to get leads because they know people go to Google, right, when they're looking for tree services. But then when they get a lead, they'll sell that lead for like $50 to like four of you. So they'll get like $200 from that lead, and then obviously only one of you is going to get the job, but they charge all of you whether you get it or not, right? So with this, we're cutting out your middleman. We're actually listing you independently on the first page, so they're seeing your business name, address, and phone number and website, and then they could just call you directly from there.
Right, yep.
Okay. So I was just pulling numbers from some of the other companies like Pinnacle Tree Professional Arborist and Bergeron Tree Expert. These guys are both doing what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. So the Platinum Bundle is usually $499 with a $99 setup fee that goes towards things like the name, address, and phone number cleanup and your Google verification. But because of your new in business credit, I can actually reduce your monthly subscription by 50%. And that'll drop it down to just $249. So it's a pretty huge price reduction. And then you still have that one-time setup fee of $99. So the initial investment would be $348. And then each month after that, it would go down to $249. And it would actually stay there for as long as you're with us.
Okay, so it wouldn't be any different than... Okay. Then let's go through with that. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, you'll love it. It's always a lot better to get yourself listed independently, and then obviously the long-term branding effects of having that Google business profile with your reviews and people seeing you as Google verified definitely helps. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, Alyssa, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so 207-485-2321.
Yep.
Okay, and then do you spell your first name A-L-Y-S-S-A?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's your last name, Alyssa?
Gammon, G-A-M-M-O-N.
Oh. I should have assumed. Okay, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing, even though it's a month-to-month agreement and you're not binded to a contract. We still have to send you a service agreement. That documents everything we're doing for you. What's your business email address that I could send that to?
Gammon, G-A-M-M-O-N, and then it's S, treeservice23@gmail.com.
Gammon's Tree Service. You said 23?
Yep.
Okay, @gmail.com. All right, perfect. Let me go and update. Okay, and that's coming back valid. Perfect. All right, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have not.
Okay, so this is really common. If you look up on YouTube, like, businesses getting Google verified, it's like a celebratory moment. Like, we made it. We're official. We're real. So they do is there's like this PIN that they send you in the mail. It says Google on it, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back called your PIN verification number. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
550 Bog, B-O-G, Road, in Bassboro, Maine.
Got it. 04989?
Yep.
Got it. Okay, and then you have the option to have your address displayed or hidden.
Oh, goodness.
My recommendation is you do business from home is what it looks like. And obviously with a tree service, if you're going to them, they're not coming to you. So my recommendation would be to hide it. We'll still show city, state, and zip on your listing so they'll know you're local. And your PIN will still be on the map. It'll just be to like the nearest cross street. So that way they don't get like specific directions and you don't have to worry about anybody showing up at your doorstep.
Okay. Let's do that then. I think that would be a good idea.
Okay, let me go ahead and hide it. And you could also change this at any time if you do change your mind, just FYI.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
No problem. And then the website, Tara just put a note in here that you're working on the photos, but the website's in good condition. Are you comfortable with it being attached to your first page placement on Google?
Yeah, we can do it. I'll work more on it tonight and make it more presentable.
Okay. If you need help, we do have a graphic design team in-house, and we'd like to go above and beyond for our clients. So if there's anything we could help you with, don't hesitate to ask. We can have them get in there and help you if you're struggling with something or it's not quite coming out how you want it to look.
Is that an extra charge?
No, I can actually enroll you in our My Site, which is like a custom website design if you like, because I just pulled up the site and it's actually good, but I noticed just like a generic kind of white background to it. If you want to do the My Site, I can actually enroll you in that and we won't charge you anything for it. You would just have to give them access to that domain.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, because you already bought your own domain and have a host, that actually makes it a lot easier, so where I don't have to charge you for it, we'll just have the graphic designers get in there and kind of remodel it for you.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. They cut out for a second?
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Okay. No, I was just saying, like, because you already have the domain and a host, it makes it a lot easier on us. That's why I don't have to charge you anything extra for it. We could just get in there and help you out.
And then would you guys add the pictures or anything that, like, we've had pictures for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're cutting out really bad. I don't know if you went into a different area.
My house is really bad with reception.
Yeah, just in this area. It seems like we were good in the beginning, and then now it's starting to get real, like, choppy. I think I can hear you better now. But I sent you a text with a link to send in any photos. So any photos or logo that you want branded, not just on the website, but if you want us to put them on, like, the Google business profile, have the logo attached, send them to that email address.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And then I'll also send you my direct number and extension. That way, if you need help with any of it, you could always call into me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service. So if it's after hours, you just dial the same number, but you hit extension 1. And we have a live operator that can help you. Okay. But I have your profile set up. How did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
That's a tough question.
I could always leave it open, too, if you want to play it by ear, and then we could always add the hours later if you don't want to, like, make any definitive decision.
No, let's do Monday through Saturday, and let's do, like, 7 to 7.
7 to 7, and then Sunday closed?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. Sunday closed. Okay. And then, Alyssa, we're going to want to do what's called a client interview with you. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but this is where we customize the campaign. So they'll actually go over, like, all the areas you cover, all the services you provide, and then obviously we'll get started on that website for you, too. We do ask for a whole hour window, though, in case you have, like, extra questions or anything like that. What would be the best time tomorrow to do your client interview?
How late are you guys open or, like, taking calls?
Yeah, so we're here from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday.
Okay, so I get out of work at, like, I get out of my 9-to-5 job
at five.
So if we could do, like, a 5:15 or something like that.
Okay. I'll schedule it between 5 and 6, and then I'll put a note in there for them to call you closer to, like, 5:15, 5:30.
Yeah, and if, honestly, if I can, like, I can take it on the road, too. So if 5 o'clock is better,
or we could do 6 and 7 if that works for you, too.
Yeah, let's do that.
You think that'd be better just to give you enough time to kind of, like, settle down after a long day?
Probably.
Okay, so I'm going to schedule it between 6 and 7. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we're going to text you one hour before. So you'll get a text at 5, like when you get off. And then if anything changes, though, and you can't make it, just let me know, okay? And I could always reschedule it. But we do want to get this going as soon as possible so we could start getting some clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me go ahead and save. All right, tomorrow between 6 and 7 it is. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $348, how did you want to do that?
I have a credit card, if that works.
Okay. That does work, but is it under your name or the business name or both?
If you need to talk to him, he's right next to me.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're an authorized user because there's a recording that we're going to do right after this called a voice verification, and as long as you're an authorized user on the card, I can accept it.
Yeah, I have my own card. I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay, no problem. So if you want to change this later, you can always call me directly, too, and we could swap it out. There is a tracking system that I'm going to give you access to, too, that has a billing section, and you could always change it in there as well.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That comes in the form of a downloadable app. That's actually a really good tool that I didn't mention. And you can request reviews from your customers through there. It'll, like, send them, like, your Google business profile, asking them to put the star rating and how everything went. All right, Alyssa. All right, and then how does the name appear on the card?
So it's Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, and then same last name.
Okay, Gammon. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, Alyssa, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5.
Uh-oh, you're cutting out again. Alyssa? Hello?
Oh. I lost you.
Yeah, you're cutting out real bad. I heard you say 5 and then it cut out real bad.
Oh, no. So it's 516.
Oh, you're cutting out again.
Okay. Is here better?
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Now you're clear. Okay, so 5-1.
Okay. Yep, 5-1-5-6.
Okay.
7-6-9-6.
7-6-9-6.
4-2-7-3.
4-2-7-3. 7-8-5-3.
7-8-5-3. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year? Oh, let me see. It is 527.
5 of 27. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
504.
504. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording just as an added form of protection. And also because it has Isaac's name on the card, right? So you just want to be very thorough with this.
Yep.
And then if I say anything, Alyssa, like if you don't understand or you don't agree, just stop me, okay? Don't just say yes or feel
okay.
like you have to say yes. I want to make sure you know exactly what we're doing here. And then before I authorize this payment.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Gammon's Tree Service.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Alyssa Gammon, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Alyssa, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Sure.
Okay. We know everything you currently have. The reason they put that in there is just we don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something we're already doing for you. I tried to upgrade you to a package that had all our bells and whistles, so that way you wouldn't really need anything else after today. But if you're not sure, just double check. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then it says, in hiring our company as your I already got that part. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract or anything like that. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 3rd of 2024, and the discounted amount of $348 for the Platinum Package Bundle. Okay, I've waived the initial cost, or I've reduced the initial cost of your package by 50% as part of a new in business credit, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month, but it's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 because there's that one-time setup fee. Okay?
Okay.
So $348 today, each month moving forward, $249. Now, it says here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time since you're not binded to a contract. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. Stay on the line with me. When this payment clears, you're going to receive a welcome text message, a form for your Google verification. That's really important. You only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you have the business. And then they're going to have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system sent over to you.
Okay.
All right. So just hang on the line with me here. They should come through automatically.
Okay. I got it.
All right. And there should be about three of them, actually, total. But the first one will be an outline of the agreement in writing. If you want to click on that, you'll find everything documented in black and white. At the bottom, it will ask you to sign off on it and agree to your subscription terms. There's also been a hard copy of this sent to your email that you gave me, the gammonstreeservice23@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right. So that way you always have it on file because of the discounts I gave you, so that way you know, even if I croak one day, you get that deal. Not that I plan on dying anytime soon.
Oh, goodness.
That was very vulgar. Sorry.
No, no worries here.
Okay.
I'm trying to thought this, though, and it's not letting me confirm.
Okay,
why.
The name has to match up with
yeah,
what's in that
box.
It says
ALYSSAGAMMGAMMON.
Hmm. Okay. That's odd. Yeah, usually, you can't put any spaces like before or at the end either.
Oh. No, you know what? It says it's under Isaac's name.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what I thought might happen because we put him in the billing section. So he has to authorize it. You could sign his name as long, like I said, you're an authorized user on the account.
Yep.
Okay.
So I did. How do I get the username and password?
It's going to come through here automatically.
Okay.
It might be there now, actually. I think it takes a second for each one to come through. Okay. Yeah, it seems like the username is going to be your number. You could always change the username and password, so this is just kind of like the initial credentials. And then the password is the number 4 and then profit. And then we do have an app. They'll send you an email with a YouTube video that shows you how to use the app and download it. But we do have an app if you want to download it to your mobile device. That'll make your life a lot easier, especially if you're already working a full-time job. Maybe you're missing some of the calls. It'll still save their information and their number, and then you can always circle back with them like at the end of the day or when you're available. And then, of course, you can request reviews from clients through there and just kind of oversee everything we're doing for you, not just the Google listing.
Okay, perfect.
It'll be like
so
your centralized hub. for the business.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a good tool, especially if you're already working full time. I know your hands are probably full as it is.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad. This will make your life a lot easier. It's like selling your business all the time, even when you're like focused on something else. You know, it's always there for them if they're looking for help. So
that's what I like to hear.
Yeah. It's like you got your own little sales rep there telling the community you're good at what you do, and here's the number. Okay.
Call
and
us.
Then the last one is the Google verification form. So this one you don't have to fill it all out right now, but try to get it filled out before the client interview tomorrow between 6 and 7. This one will ask you for, like, any license or insurance that you might have, things like that, photo of the workplace. The ones that have a little red dot next to them are usually the more urgent ones. But if you are missing anything, Alyssa, don't panic. There is a little box at the bottom that says that we can verify you over the phone with the Google representative if need be. Just make sure that if you're missing anything on that form, that you check that box yes.
Can I put, like, Alyssa and Isaac Gaiman on this form?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me do that to the profile, too. I'll add Isaac just in case we ever get a call from him one day. I want him to still have, like, full access to the billing and everything like that. So he's, like, I'll list him as, like, co-owner or father.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put both, co-owner/father, and then Isaac Gaiman. And then what's his phone number?
207-213-5476.
5476?
Yep.
Okay. You cut out there for a second. That's why I didn't hear the end.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
Yeah, a little dodgy signal, but I think we're good. We got it done. We worked around it.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard and say thank you for signing up with our team here. Remember, there is a whole team here to help you, and we don't get paid unless our clients get paid because it's a month-to-month service. So if there's anything that we could do to help you or Isaac, or you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to ask or call in. We have a team here to help you and make sure everything's going according to plan. Other than that, try to fill out that Google verification form. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we will circle back with you tomorrow between 6 and 7 for the client interview.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Alyssa. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.